The great Willie Mays passing away this week at the age of 93. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is someone who actually played with Willie Mays. It's the oldest living ball player, Dirty Doug Out. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I can barely hear you guys because I lost my hearing from all the cheering crowds when I'd hit them home runs.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's...
Plus, I'm in my 90s, and I worked at Jackhammer with no PPE for 40 years on a construction crew.
Okay, we'll try to speak up.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and condolences on baseball's loss, the great Willie Mays.
Yeah, I tell you, we lost so many great ones. You know, being the dirtiest of dugouts, you know, I mean, even my hardened heart is very sad today to lose him.
Yeah.
You know, I played with him. My dad, Mel Alp, he played with him. He's a great ball player, too, Mel Alp.
Mel Alp, yeah, yeah, I remember Mel.
But, yeah, you know, and I played with all the greats, you know, Babe Herman Ruth,
yeah,
Tyrion Lannister Cobb, Mitch Moreland, all of them great.
You played with Mitch Moreland?
Wow.
But Willie was my favorite. You know, I'm very honored to say I played with the late, great Gil Brandt Award winner, Willie Mays. He was the best. There won't be another one like him, damn hell, I tell you that.
No, there won't be.
He was a clean player. Mm-hmm. He didn't do all the steroids like I did.
Oh, you did? Gosh.
Oh, my God. I did so many steroids. I did steroids before Barry Bonds Sr. even thought about firing a baby into a woman.
Okay.
Please.
I was so roided up once I ripped the head off a hot dog vendor for serving me a dog without relish. Literally ripped the guy's head off and pitched with it for two-thirds of an inning.
Okay.
Wow.
That sounds like a made-up story.
Yeah, but Willie, he wouldn't like me. He was a nice guy. I once saw him give a guy a shirt off his own back.
Wow.
Yeah.
He always carried an unopened shirt taped to his back in a gift box just for such occasions.
So
that's the kind of guy Willie was. Hot cha-cha-cha-cha.
Look, there it is. Now, so you were a Giant? Did you play for the Giants?
Yeah, I played for the Giants. I played for all the teams.
All of them?
All the teams. I was a journeyman.
Yeah.
A journeyman, I tell you.
Okay.
Willie, God dang, that guy was good. He was fast, too.
Yeah.
I once saw him run a quarter of a mile to chase down a fly ball, and he caught it over his shoulder.
Amazing.
Most amazing catch. Saw it on ESPN about two nights ago. That's where I saw it.
Oh, you didn't see it in person?
Nah, I didn't see it in person. I don't watch what's going on out in the game when I'm not at bat or if I'm not in the field. I don't care.
You're still playing?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about back then.
Oh, back then. Okay, well, I didn't know. You made it sound like it was present time.
Yeah, whatever. You know, they say Willie was the Say Hey Kid. That was his nickname.
Yep. Yeah.
That was his nickname, I tell ya.
Yes.
I was called the Say What Kid.
Because
I always pretended I couldn't hear the kids when they were asking me for autographs. Say What Kid. But yeah, playing with him with the Giants, that's right. But he played the wrong way, you see. He played by the rules. I didn't play by the rules.
Well, that's the right way to play.
That's how you got your nickname.
Yeah, I played 38 years. Whoa. Only had three RBIs, I tell you.
That's it?
I was on a team as an enforcer, not really for my offensive production.
Three RBIs in 38 years?
Yeah.
And you were on steroids?
Yeah, constant. Constant, eternal steroids all the time. That's all I did was just steroids.
But you just took them for fighting, I guess.
Yeah, for fighting. That's right. That's right. I was really buffed up back then. I'd take out a second baseman sliding into second where with my sharpened spikes.
Oh, yeah, you went in spikes high.
Spikes high, and then I'd beat the guy to within an inch of his life. Then I'd jump into the stands and beat up his family.
Oh, my gosh.
You were dirty.
Yeah, I once took out a third baseman with a concealed nail gun. That's the way I played, but that's not the way Willie played, I tell you.
No, right. He would never do that.
Yeah, I would do all kinds of dirty tricks. You know that whole mic'd up thing they have now?
Yeah.
They used to mic up my rear end during the games and pipe it over the PA system because it wasn't televised. I'd eat nothing but beans and ice cream before football game so I could really honk one to the loudspeakers.
Never heard that story.
Yeah, that's the way it was back then. But God rest Willie Mays' soul. I know what he died of, too.
Hmm.
He took that Fauci poison.
No,
that Fauci poison. Let me tell you about that.
No, Doug.
He was 93. He was fine. No.
Whatever it is, the Wuhan lab leak.
We got to let you go now.
We're going to let you go, Dirty Dugout. Okay, we'll see you. There he goes, the oldest living ball player, Dirty Dugout.